This book is prohibited in the Bible. Enoch reveals secrets of humanity. The Book of Enoch is an ancient religious text with deep roots in Jewish and early Christian traditions. Although it is not included in the canonical Bible, its content holds significant weight in the understanding of certain theological and historical concepts, particularly around the origins of evil, the relationship between celestial beings and humanity, and prophecies about the Messiah. Its exclusion from the Bible has generated controversy over the centuries, yet it continues to capture the imagination of scholars, theologians, and lay readers alike. This detailed exploration will delve into five key areas related to the Book of Enoch: its origins and mysteries, its rediscovery, the controversy surrounding its exclusion from biblical canon, Enoch's supernatural journey, and the contradictions it presents in relation to the Bible. 1. Origins and mysteries of the Book of Enoch. The origins of the Book of Enoch are shrouded in mystery, much like the content it reveals. Tradition attributes its authorship to Enoch, a biblical figure mentioned in Genesis as the seventh generation from Adam and the great-grandfather of Noah. Genesis 5:24 states that Enoch walked with God and he was no more, for God took him. This brief mention has sparked centuries of intrigue, which the Book of Enoch seeks to expand upon by portraying him as a prophet and scribe who received divine revelations. The text itself is believed to have been composed between the 3rd century BCE and the 1st century CE, though its exact origins remain debated. One of the key revelations in the Book of Enoch is the story of the Watchers, a group of angels tasked by God to observe humanity. According to the text, these angels, also known as the sons of God, eventually fell from grace by succumbing to their lust for human women, with whom they fathered a race of giants known as the Nephilim. This act of disobedience introduced evil into the world, as these fallen angels taught humanity forbidden knowledge, including sorcery, astrology, and the art of war. The Nephilim, being part angel and part human, became symbols of corruption and violence, leading to the moral degradation of the world. The Book of Enoch goes on to detail how God responded to this rebellion by sending the archangels, including Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel, to bind the fallen watchers and imprison them in the abyss until the day of judgment. The flood, as described in Genesis, is presented as a divine act to cleanse the world of the Nephilim and the wickedness they brought. This narrative provides a unique explanation for the origins of evil and the rationale behind the flood, one that is not fully explored in the canonical Bible. Additionally, the Book of Enoch includes prophecies concerning the Messiah, referred to as the Son of Man, who is destined to bring justice to the world. This Messiah will judge the wicked, reward the righteous, and ultimately restore harmony between heaven and earth. These prophecies are among the earliest references to the coming of a messianic figure in Jewish literature, predating the Christian Gospels. The Book of Enoch's portrayal of the Messiah also emphasizes the role of the righteous in the final judgment, underscoring the importance of faith and obedience to God. The deliberate exclusion of these powerful narratives from the Bible raises significant questions. Why was this book, which provides such profound insights into the origins of evil, the role of angels, and the coming of the Messiah, banned from the sacred scriptures? Was it due to the controversial nature of its content, or was there a deeper, more calculated reason for its omission? These mysteries form the crux of the intrigue surrounding the Book of Enoch, inviting readers to explore its pages for hidden truths. 2. Unveiling the Book of Enoch. For centuries, the Book of Enoch remained largely forgotten, its teachings obscured by the sands of time. However, its rediscovery in the mid-20th century sparked renewed interest in this enigmatic text. In late 1946 and early 1947, a group of Bedouin teenagers, while herding their goats near the northwestern shore of the Dead Sea, stumbled upon a series of caves that would forever alter the landscape of biblical scholarship. As one of the boys threw a stone into a cave opening, he heard the sound of pottery breaking. Upon further investigation, they found large clay jars containing 7 ancient scrolls, now famously known as the Dead Sea Scrolls. Among the tens of thousands of fragments later unearthed in nearby caves was the Book of Enoch, a text composed of 5 distinct parts: the Book of the Watchers, the Book of Parables, the Astronomical Book, the Book of Dreams, and the Epistles of Enoch. These texts, written in Aramaic, Greek, and Latin, dated back over 2,000 years, and their discovery ignited a frenzy of academic interest. Scholars raced to analyze and translate the scrolls, eager to unlock their secrets. The rediscovery of the Book of Enoch among the Dead Sea Scrolls was significant for several reasons. First, it confirmed that the book had been known and respected by some early Jewish and Christian communities, even though it had been excluded from the official biblical canon. Fragments of the book had been found in various languages, suggesting that it had been widely circulated and influential in religious thought. Second, the discovery reaffirmed the prominence of the Book of Enoch in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, where it had been preserved as part of their biblical canon for centuries. Unlike other Christian denominations, the Ethiopian Church regarded the Book of Enoch as divinely inspired scripture, and its teachings were integral to their faith. This divergence in canon raises important questions about the formation of religious texts and the criteria used to determine what is considered sacred. The rediscovery of the Book of Enoch also shed light on the broader literary and theological landscape of the Second Temple period, a time when Jewish apocalyptic literature flourished. Alongside the Book of Enoch, other related texts were found, including the Book of Jubilees and the Book of Giants, which shared similar themes and expanded upon the narrative of fallen angels, the Nephilim, and the apocalyptic visions that permeated this era. The Dead Sea Scrolls as a whole offered a glimpse into the richness and diversity of ancient Jewish thought, much of which had been suppressed or forgotten over the centuries. This rediscovery of the Book of Enoch ignited debates among scholars, theologians, and religious authorities about the book's place in the biblical tradition. While some viewed it as a valuable historical and theological text, others remained wary of its controversial content and the potential challenges it posed to traditional biblical interpretations. 3. The controversy of the Book of Enoch. The exclusion of the Book of Enoch from the Jewish and Christian biblical canons has long been a source of controversy. While it was considered scripture by some early Jewish sects and Christian communities, it was eventually deemed apocryphal and omitted from the canon established by both religious traditions. Understanding the reasons behind this exclusion requires an exploration of both theological and historical factors. One of the primary reasons for the exclusion of the Book of Enoch from the Bible is its portrayal of the Watchers and the Nephilim. The idea of angels descending to earth and mating with human women, producing a race of giants, is a narrative that diverges significantly from the more restrained accounts found in the canonical Bible. In Genesis 6:1-4, the sons of God are briefly mentioned as having relations with the daughters of men, but the text provides little detail and does not dwell on the consequences of this union. The Book of Enoch, on the other hand, offers a much more detailed and graphic account, which may have been seen as too sensational or speculative to be included in the sacred scriptures. Moreover, the Book of Enoch presents a highly developed angelology and demonology with extensive descriptions of the fallen angels, their punishment, and their influence on humanity. This emphasis on celestial beings and their role in human affairs may have been viewed as problematic by religious authorities who were more focused on maintaining a clear distinction between the divine and the human. The idea that angels could interfere so directly in human history and that their actions could have such catastrophic consequences challenged the more monotheistic and human-centered narratives found in the canonical texts. Another reason for the exclusion of the Book of Enoch is its apocalyptic nature. The book contains numerous visions of the end times, the final judgment, and the coming of the Messiah. While apocalyptic literature was a common genre in the Second Temple period, not all of it was accepted into the biblical canon. The Book of Enoch's emphasis on judgment, resurrection, and cosmic warfare may have been seen as too speculative or radical for inclusion in the sacred scriptures. In addition, the Book of Enoch contains prophecies that some scholars believe were written after the events they describe, leading to questions about its authenticity and inspiration. For example, the book includes detailed references to the coming of the Messiah, which some believe were added later by Christian scribes. This raises the issue of pseudepigraphy, or the practice of writing under the name of a revered figure, which was common in ancient times. If the Book of Enoch was written by someone other than Enoch, as many scholars believe, this could have contributed to its exclusion from the canon. The book's exclusion was also influenced by the evolving theological landscape of early Christianity. As the early church sought to establish a unified doctrine, certain texts were deemed heretical or problematic because they did not align with the emerging Orthodox beliefs. The Book of Enoch, with its unique interpretations of angels, evil, and the end times, may have been seen as too divergent from the developing Christian doctrine to be included in the New Testament canon. Despite its exclusion, the Book of Enoch continued to exert influence in certain religious communities. As mentioned earlier, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church preserved the book as part of their canon, recognizing its theological significance. Other early Christian groups, including some of the early church fathers, such as Tertullian and Origen, referenced the book in their writings. It is even quoted in the Epistle of Jude in the New Testament, where Jude 1:14-15 directly cites the prophecy of Enoch regarding the coming judgment upon the ungodly. This acknowledgement of the book's influence, even in small ways within the canonical Bible, adds complexity to its exclusion. The controversy surrounding the Book of Enoch is also linked to its portrayal of celestial beings and the supernatural. The book goes into significant detail about the Watchers, a group of angels who descended to earth and became the source of human corruption. These Watchers not only fathered the Nephilim, but also shared forbidden knowledge with humanity, such as astrology, warfare, and magical arts. These concepts introduce a level of mysticism and supernatural interaction that is more elaborated upon than what is found in the canonical Bible, making it a challenge for early religious authorities to fully embrace. Furthermore, the book's esoteric and apocalyptic visions likely cause concern for religious authorities who sought to present a more consistent and unified scriptural message. As with other apocryphal texts, its inclusion in the Bible would have introduced narratives that could be interpreted in ways that were inconsistent with established doctrines. For example, the book's treatment of judgment, resurrection, and the Messiah contains elements that differ from the descriptions found in the canonical Old and New Testaments, presenting a version of cosmic events that may have seemed too divergent or even speculative. 4. Enoch's Divine Ascension and Celestial Journey. One of the most compelling aspects of the Book of Enoch is the detailed account of Enoch's supernatural journey through the heavens. This journey is filled with divine revelations, interactions with angelic beings, and visions of cosmic mysteries, including the ultimate fate of the righteous and the wicked. This section of the book highlights Enoch's special status as a man who was not only favored by God, but also chosen to witness the celestial order and record divine knowledge for future generations. The book presents Enoch as a unique figure, unlike any other human in biblical tradition. He is portrayed as a man of justice and righteousness, qualities that set him apart from others. His closeness to God is emphasized by the fact that he did not experience death in the traditional sense, but was instead taken up into heaven, where he witnessed the inner workings of the divine realm. Genesis 5:24 mentions Enoch's mysterious departure, but the Book of Enoch expands on this narrative in great detail, describing his ascent through the heavens and his interactions with various angelic beings. Enoch's journey begins when two angels, often identified as Michael and Raphael, guide him through the 10 heavens. Each heaven reveals a new layer of the cosmos, with celestial beings performing various roles in the divine order. In the first few heavens, Enoch sees the heavenly bodies, stars, the sun, and the moon, and learns how their movements are governed by divine law. He is taught how these celestial objects affect the rhythms of the earth, including the seasons, days, and years. This understanding of the cosmos serves as a reflection of God's perfect order and control over creation. As Enoch ascends higher, he encounters more powerful and exalted beings. In the seventh heaven, for instance, he witnesses the most exalted of the celestial beings, who radiate divine light and are involved in the praise and worship of God. It is here that Enoch is granted a glimpse of God's throne, surrounded by cherubim and seraphim, fiery angelic beings who proclaim God's glory with thunderous voices. This vision is awe-inspiring, portraying God's majesty in a way that is deeply mystical and evocative. One of the most notable visions Enoch receives during his journey is that of the Son of Man, a messianic figure who is destined to serve as both Redeemer and Judge. The Son of Man's beauty surpasses that of any human being, and he is seated beside God, awaiting the time when he will execute judgment upon the wicked and reward the righteous. This vision of the Messiah is significant because it predates the more developed messianic ideas found in later Jewish and Christian texts, showing that the concept of a divine savior was already present in earlier Jewish thought. Enoch also encounters the tree of life, a symbol of eternal life and divine blessing. The tree is described as towering and exuding a heavenly fragrance, with 12 types of fruit, each unique in its characteristics. This tree is reserved for the righteous, who will one day partake of its fruit and receive the gift of eternal life. The imagery of the tree of life is evocative of the Garden of Eden and represents the ultimate reward for those who remain faithful to God. The final stage of Enoch's journey brings him to the abyss, a place of torment where the fallen angels, the Watchers, are imprisoned. Enoch witnesses their suffering and learns that they will remain bound in the abyss until the day of judgment. The abyss is engulfed in fire and smoke, serving as both a place of punishment and a reminder of God's justice. Among those imprisoned are the leaders of the Watchers, who were cursed by God for their rebellion. This vision underscores the consequences of disobedience to divine law and serves as a warning to future generations. Enoch's journey is not merely a tour of the cosmos, but a revelation of divine secrets and cosmic order. He is shown how the heavenly realms are structured and how God's plan for humanity unfolds over time. Enoch's role as a mediator between God and humanity is emphasized by the fact that he receives these revelations, not for his own benefit, but for the instruction and guidance of future generations. His teachings, recorded in the Book of Enoch, are meant to inspire righteousness and warn against the dangers of falling into sin and corruption. 5. Contradictions with the Bible. The Book of Enoch presents several significant contradictions with the canonical Bible, which have been central to its exclusion from the sacred scriptures. These contradictions range from differences in cosmology to diverging interpretations of divine beings and celestial events. These discrepancies raise questions about the book's authenticity, its theological alignment with traditional Jewish and Christian beliefs, and its place within the broader biblical narrative. One of the most notable contradictions is found in the portrayal of the heavens and the celestial order. In the Bible, particularly in the book of Revelation, Revelation 21:21, the heavenly city is described as having streets of pure gold, clear as glass. In contrast, the Book of Enoch describes the foundation of heaven as being made of crystal, with other celestial structures composed of different materials, such as fire and light. This difference in the description of heaven reflects divergent cosmological views and raises questions about the nature of divine reality in these texts. Another key contradiction concerns the number of stars in the sky. According to Jeremiah 33:22, the stars cannot be counted, emphasizing their vast and innumerable nature. However, in the Book of Enoch, chapter 33, Enoch is said to have mapped and counted all the stars in the sky, a task that modern astronomy has shown to be impossible given the sheer number of stars in the universe. This discrepancy between Enoch's celestial knowledge and the biblical portrayal of the stars introduces questions about the accuracy and credibility of the book's revelations. The Book of Enoch also presents a different view of the relationship between celestial beings and humanity. In the Bible, angels are often depicted as messengers of God who serve His will and interact with humanity in specific, divinely ordained ways. However, the Book of Enoch introduces the concept of fallen angels who actively rebel against God and influence humanity in negative ways by sharing forbidden knowledge. This portrayal of angels as agents of corruption and destruction differs from the more restrained role they play in the canonical Bible, where their actions are usually aligned with God's purposes. The book's treatment of the Nephilim is another point of contention. In Genesis 6:1-4, the sons of God and the daughters of men are mentioned briefly, but the text provides little detail about the nature of their offspring. The Book of Enoch, on the other hand, goes into great detail about the Nephilim, describing them as giants who wreak havoc on the earth and contribute to the spread of evil and violence. The flood, which in the Bible is primarily portrayed as God's response to human wickedness, is in the Book of Enoch a direct consequence of the corruption caused by the Nephilim and their fallen angelic fathers. This expanded narrative presents a more complex and supernatural origin for the flood, which some scholars believe may have contributed to the book's exclusion from the Bible. One of the most controversial aspects of the Book of Enoch is its treatment of the fallen angels' repentance. In the canonical Bible, the fate of fallen angels, including Satan, is clear they are condemned to eternal punishment, as stated in Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." However, the Book of Enoch suggests that some of the fallen angels sought forgiveness for their sins, introducing the idea that repentance might be possible for these celestial beings. This notion stands in direct contrast to the prevailing biblical belief that fallen angels are beyond redemption, contributing to the theological tension surrounding the book. Furthermore, the Book of Enoch contradicts the biblical understanding of heaven's accessibility. In Job 1, Satan is able to present himself before God in heaven, engaging in a conversation about Job's faithfulness. In the Book of Enoch, however, the fallen angels are depicted as being completely cut off from God, unable to speak to him or even lift their eyes to heaven. This divergence in how fallen angels interact with the divine raises questions about the consistency of the book's teachings with the biblical narrative. The astronomical and meteorological knowledge presented in the Book of Enoch also stands in stark contrast to modern scientific understanding. For instance, in chapter 41 of the Book of Enoch, it is claimed that wind, snow, hail, and even the moon originate from a wooden receptacle in the sky. This description, while possibly symbolic, seems absurd in light of contemporary scientific knowledge about weather patterns and the nature of celestial bodies. Such contradictions between the Book of Enoch and modern science likely contributed to the book's exclusion from the biblical canon, as its descriptions of the natural world were seen as outdated or inaccurate. In conclusion, the Book of Enoch remains a fascinating and controversial text, filled with mysteries, supernatural visions, and contradictions that continue to intrigue scholars and believers alike. Its exclusion from the biblical canon is rooted in its divergence from traditional scripture, both in its portrayal of celestial beings and in its depiction of cosmic events. Despite its exclusion, the Book of Enoch offers a unique perspective on ancient Jewish and Christian thought, inviting readers to explore the boundaries of faith, revelation, and divine mystery.